Russ Parr Morning Show. Yes, JJ, Jimmy Walker, how's it going, man?
Yeah, it's all good, brother. It's all good. Just fighting it out in the trenches of life.
I've seen you on everybody's show talking about your book, Dynamite. And, you know, I noticed because you were on NBC the other day, and they were really trying to hit you with, like, do you think your character was setting black people back and so on and so forth? You know, back then, it was just fun. It was funny. You know, we weren't really thinking like now we're so politically correct on everything. You can't be funny anymore.
Well, you hit it right on the head there, my friend. And I think that's why you are not seeing sitcoms. And that's why that's happening. Everybody's so politically correct. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And you look at the whole Norman Lear empire, from All in the Family to Us to Maude. None of those shows could get done now. Because
right.
people would be too tense about it. So comedy has changed tremendously. It has made us less funny. We lost our funny. We're not happening anymore. It's just all over now.
Now, you know, on the show Good Times, there was a lot of turmoil. I think that, you know, a lot of people maybe got a little jealous of your success because your character took off. And there was a lot of veterans on that show with Esther Rolle and, of course, John Amos and the whole nine. Was the beef between, for those that haven't read the book, was there a real beef between John Amos and Esther Rolle, or was it John Amos and the producers?
I'm not sure, you know, because the reality is I never really talked to them. You know, I've been on the phone with you guys about 4 or 5 minutes. That's more than I spoke to them the whole time I was on the show.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, was it Jimmy Walker against everybody else?
No, not at all. There was absolutely no animosity. Nobody said anything. There was no nothing. We just everybody had a corner of the room. You set up like your little office, and you had a regular rotary dial phone in those days. And, you know, nowadays you'd have a charger, you know, put it for yourself. Everybody took your little corner, and then the director would say, "Okay, people, we get ready to rehearse. Everybody get into the right end in center field. Let's do it." And we rehearsed, and then everybody go back to their little corner. There was never a word said. Nobody said anything.
You know,
that's because I was also at the Comedy Store in the Improv. I was working with my guys. I had a whole bunch of writers, mm-hmm. and, you know, I don't tell you guys, you got a big staff, and plus you got ops managers and all that other stuff like
not
that.
Really.
Right.
Not really. Not really. You know, what's interesting is, like, some of the little trivia things, like Lawrence Fishburne was rehearsing as Michael.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a very interesting thing because they couldn't get Ralph out of his play. And he was on Broadway here, and they said, "Well, we got to keep rehearsing." So we rehearsed. And they told Lawrence, they said, "Hey, man, Ralph can come back anytime. He can come in anything." So Lawrence was rehearsing and doing a great job, obviously. And then, like the day before, I think that Lawrence thought that he had it because Ralph, they just couldn't work out a deal. Mm-hmm. And literally 6 hours before we were ready to roll, they got Ralph, they flew him out, and he was there like 2 hours ahead of the deal, and that was in Lawrence Fishburne, and he was depressed.
Wow.
It ran right up against
Lawrence Fishburne could have been Michael.
Wow.
When I see him at the gym, I say, "Lawrence, do you know how your life would have changed if you'd have been on that show?" Wow.
Jimmy, I got to ask you. Ben Powers. You remember Ben Powers?
I hear about Ben Powers all the time.
What happened to Ben?
I don't know where he is. I have no idea.
Is he living?
If you said $4 million, is he living or dead? I could lie to you, and I would for $1 million. But the reality is I have no idea.
Wow.
I don't know.
He has such a bright, he was great on the show. And the whole nine, you know. But listen, I could talk to you forever about this book. I know you got to do other interviews, man, because you go into your years of doing stand up comedy. I remember as a young guy starting out in comedy and sitting out there waiting for that 2 minutes and at the open mic nights, watching you up on stage waiting for I know. I used to watch you. David Letterman used to get up there and pull out a piece of paper where jokes were written on them. Leno, everybody, you know, Pee Wee Herman.
My goodness.
No, I was there. I saw.
There.
I remember you, you know, but I was just trying to make it, you know. I was just this young dude, man, trying to get in there.
Well, look at you. You made it now.
Oh, no, I haven't. No, I suck, man. Let me just say.
Stop it.
All right, so the book is available everywhere, right?
the book is available everywhere, and also I have an app, so make sure you get that too. It's Jimmy Walker. We work very hard on the name, Jimmy Walker Original App.
Yeah, that worked for you.
High level decision. Get the new name in there. Jimmy Walker Original App, 99 cents. Come on, people. 40 years of being in the comedy racket, I'm worth 99 cents, I think.
We're gonna make it happen, Jimmy. Hey, thank you so much, man. Congratulations.
Good luck for you, man. You done well.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
All right, Dynamite, y'all. Pick up this book. I read it cover to cover. Because, you know, I'm fascinated by comedy and the whole nine. And, man, you will not walk away going like I missed something. Jimmy, you did a good job with this, man.
Hey, man, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right, you take care, bro.
Bye.
In the morning. 101.1 The Wave. A Black Planet radio station.